This is the fourth step, fourth module, third day, day 21. I used to have a private office in a little town north of Pittsburgh called Sewickley. On a Thursday evening, a little bit after 7 o'clock, first week of September, someone stood in my door and they were pounding real aggressively at my door. I opened the door and a man was standing there. And he said to me, a U.S. Air jet that was coming in from Chicago just went down. I asked, where? He said, right over the hill. You can almost see the wreck from our office. He said, it just happened. He said that I was asked to go up to the brand new built Pittsburgh airport. That there were family members up there waiting for their loved ones to come off of that jet, and they weren't coming. I found a psychologist over at a clinic that was nearby my office. I went in the town of Sewickley, found two priests, and we drove up to the Pittsburgh airport. Then we saw an executive from U.S. Air that was going to take us to the families. We got on an escalator, and I walk by this spot all the time. I just did 2 hours ago. I just flew in from Chicago. But we're riding up an escalator, me, psychologist, two priests, executive from U.S. Air. The executive said, there's 50 family members waiting up here in the U.S. Air Club for their loved ones to come off of that plane. We don't believe they're coming. We don't know, but we don't believe they're coming. You go work with the people, we'll make the announcement. Some time went by, and there was a man inside the U.S. Air Club. And about every half hour or so, maybe less, he looked at the priest, at one of the two priests, and he yelled out, hey, Father, did my wife make it? Priest just kind of hung his head. This went on for a long time. Finally, an executive from U.S. Air walked in and said, I have an announcement to make. No survivors. That big guy that was at the bar yelling and asking, did his wife make it, came up off of the bar stool. He went toward the executive from U.S. Air and said he was going to kind of rip him in half. I had my arm on him. I didn't think I'd hold him back long. We were asking the priest to get the executive out of the room. But he wasn't pushing on my arm. Actually, he wasn't pushing at all. So I looked back at him. He was looking in the corner. And off to his right was a woman who was sitting. She was hysterical. She just found out from the announcement that her husband didn't make it. That big Pittsburgh guy changed his stride. He went over to her. He fell down on his knees, and he held her. That's all he did until the sun came through the window in that morning, until the light finally came through. I don't know if you've got it. The lesson was already told. That big Pittsburgh guy knew what he needed. So he gave it. That's really it. Take a minute. Sit down quietly. Meditate for a minute. What is it you need? You might need appreciated. You might need to know that you're a good mother or a good father. Good teacher. You might need to know that what you're doing is important. So here's what you do with that. Go find somebody else you think that needs that and give that to them. Go to someone else who's a father and say, hey, I saw you as a dad. You're pretty good. Go to somebody who probably isn't getting appreciated at work, which incidentally is the number one motivator at work, not money. and let them know how you appreciate being working right there beside them. Go give, and I promise you, it will come back to you.